Hello, Audio Boo Land. It is Sunday evening here in Brisbane. I've just recorded my first spoken Sunday flash fiction story. Much more time consuming than just sitting having a little conversation with my iPhone and all of you by proxy. It probably took me just over half an hour to record a 5-minute story. And the final product wasn't so fantastic, but I managed to squeeze it into the 5 minutes, so I'll let it go. There's other things to be done. It's been a both relaxing and productive day. I did some reading, so I'm now on the downward stretch of Alan Baxter's Realm Shift. Totally sucked in and just really annoyed that I don't have the time to really sit and enjoy it like I would. I had a shower in preparation for going out for the afternoon, and a chunk of dialogue fell into my head, really quite wrong and campy and superheroes. I mean, I don't write superheroes, but then again, I used to say that I don't write science fiction either. So yeah, I scribbled some down in red pen. Jokingly thinking that, yeah, it meant that every bit had to be rewritten because it was just covered in red pen. Took my son's friend back up the road to his folks after a sleepover here last night, and came back to discover my partner had put some washing in the washing machine, which gave me 40 minutes grace to do some writing. And She-Hero was born. It's very raw. It's very first draft. I've, you know, basically tweaked a few things. I think it's still full of spelling mistakes and other bits and pieces. But went, hell, why not? You know, let's record it. So I'm happy that I managed to get some Fiction Friday 2 days late written on a Sunday written, and I've got something for the first spoken Sunday. So they're really exciting. So with that under my belt, we all jumped in the car and went down to South Brisbane, and we had a walk over the Go-Between Bridge, which is the new bridge linking the south and north banks of the river. It's right at the bottom of the street where my partner's office building is. So yeah, we went across the Go-Between Bridge, which is named after the Brisbane band The Go-Betweens. And the spruiker dude on the bridge was basically saying it's the only bridge in the world that's been named after a rock band, which is possible, but I doubt it. So from there we went up to the Gallery of Modern Art, affectionately known as GOMA, with the intention of going to see, and apologies if I pronounce his surname incorrectly, Rod Merkel, the dude that makes the life-sized sculptures, and it was the equivalent of the queue around the block, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we looked at each other, and yeah, our son was being a bit feral, so we gave Ron a rain check, and my partner and I might go one lunchtime when the school holidays are over and enjoy that together. So we went to the kids' area and son was just being feral. So we managed to enjoy parts of it. The kids' area, it's a ghost town, quite freaky in parts. And then went heading out to find somewhere to eat and discovered that the place we wanted to eat was closed and didn't open until 5:30 and it was 20 past four. And we ended up in a really lovely Greek restaurant. Had the most amazing lamb gyros, and my partner had some risotto with lots of seafood, and our son had a bowl of chips. So we've come home full as a gorg, and just kind of dooting around waiting for Doctor Who to start in 45 minutes. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's been my Sunday. So I hope you enjoy She-Hero, and please feel free to leave some comments, and I'll catch you all tomorrow morning. See ya!